we're on 78. We're up to the third halacha base on page Lamtas on base. Hapusim was chasaro. Somebody who stipulates he's going to provide a dowry for his son-in-law, meis chasaro, and its potential son-in-law dies. So now the yavam, or the brother of the dead chasan, who's going to be miyabim, his daughter, wants the money. Amar chachami yachul shiomar, he could say, this is of course after the eris and yil, l'achicha ishi rotzolitein, I want to give your brother, but you, if she rotzolitein, I can't give you. Not that I can't, obviously I don't want to. So it says, wait a second, lodvan shem kunim ba mirahin, isn't acquired by statement meaning the tznoim. The tznoim, they made a tznoim on this, right? The tznoim already promised the money. That's the purpose of the tznoim, to make this promise. So already when he stipulated this with the tznoim, that should suffice. And already should belong to the deceased and therefore go to his brother, right? So it says, tani bar kapara said, posek, even when we make the tznoim, we of course make the tznoim at the time of the wedding, right? But they in the old days used to make the tznoim at the time of the engagement. And certainly they might have made the time certainly before the betrothal, and the betrothal already took place. So even though he writes it or agrees to before the betrothal, his words of shame ksuva, the Gilead Ephraim takes out, I'm nasli chnos. It's on the condition that there's going to be nisuin. And here there was no nisuin. That's the assumption that he died after Erusin. So therefore, since there was no nisuin, so therefore it's not considered to be something which he has to pay up. Says the Gemara, it says a Rikini. It should be, according to Gilead Ephraim, it should be Tani instead of Kini. So Tani, I place the Gemara's libito Ktana. If somebody designates money for his daughter, who's a minor, Kovino Solite, we require him to give that money to his daughter, even though she fell in front of Yavam. And there's a difference between this in the first case, obviously. In the first case, it's talking about where he designated money for the son-in-law. So therefore, the son-in-law dies, he doesn't have to give it to the Yavam. But he designated the money for the daughter herself. So he designated for the daughter herself, so therefore, even if the chasan dies, he's supposed to give it for the purpose of the daughter, no matter who she's marrying, right? So it says, well, why don't you say k'tano? Oh, the k'day lo? What about if it's an adult daughter? Then you don't have to give it? The chor would be the same thing. It would be stipulated, you have to give it. So it says the Gemara, I'm Rabbi Vun. Rabbi Vun says, kopino so litain, it should be here as the carbonator fixes it, gam l'k'day lo. Gam l'k'tano, excuse me. It means, no, of course, if you stipulate to give it to your daughter who's a k'day lo, you must give it because she already acquired it. But I might think if your daughter's a k'tano, and you stipulate to give it to her, so maybe she didn't really acquire it, and maybe what you meant to do, you really meant to give it to your potential son-in-law, who of course died, and therefore he might be exempt. That's why it tells us that, no, even when it's a ketana, you still have to give it to the ketana. Again, since you designate not for him, but for her, so therefore even if he dies, she still gets it, even though now she's going to go to the yavam and not to the original intended husband. So it's true if your daughter's a ketola, and even if she's a ketana. Okay?
She's not a balas das, though.
Well, because that's exactly the point. The point is that, yes, she's not balas das, and therefore it shouldn't go to her. It won't go to her directly. It'll go to her husband. But that's the point. Since you said you're stipulating for your daughter, so it's as if it's like a bearer bond. Whoever gets your daughter is going to get the money, as opposed to when you designate the guy in the document, because so that it's him. If it's not him, then nobody else. That's exactly the point.
Well, if you're giving it to the daughter, then it's a dowry for her. If you're giving it to the future son-in-law, it's not really a dowry. It's like a
private gift to him. Right, that's
like
the difference.
Nodding,
yeah.
Whatever they
call it. Well, nodding means dowry, but it's a different type of dowry. Yeah. Okay. Paschal Achniso Elef Dinar. Here's a very interesting halacha. If she's supposed to bring in $1,000 to the marriage, so who's supposed to connect, though? And she does. So he's supposed to, but he writes in the ksuba, he obligates to pay her back in case of death or divorce, chamisha sarmana, 1,500, a third more, because he's going to use that money to make money. So therefore, she should get back some more money. It's not ribbis, because she's not really loaning it to him, because he's going to own that money. So that's okay. So in any event, he stipulates to give him $1,500 back. However, on the other hand, connected Hashum, let's say she brings in objects which have to be evaluated. Shum means evaluated. So posik pachos chomish, so he's, if he undertakes their value to guarantee, he deducts 20% because of depreciation. Because she's going to use the stuff, maybe he'll use it too, but she's going to use the stuff in the course of their marriage, and the time that he divorces her or he dies, it's likely they'll be worth less than when they got married, right? So therefore, he deducts 20%. So for bringing in cash, he adds more 33%. For bringing in objects, he deducts
20%.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, depreciation for use. So, shum mana v'shavim mana, if the she wrote that in their own exuva that the value evaluation is 100 and it's worth 100. Ain lo lamana, she only has to bring in something worth 100. Shum bimana, because there it was given the precise value. However, shum bimana, if they wrote the ksuva an evaluation for which he would undertake a mana, not that it's a value as a mana, he no sender shloshim ve'echot sela bedinar, she has to give 31 sela and a dinar, which is equivalent of 20% more. Okay, because obviously that's an example of where. See, yes, since it's a value, it was evaluated property, so therefore she has to give 20% more than what's written in the ksuva that he undertakes to return to her at the termination of their marriage. And on the other hand, it's another example. Bar Mosef, they wrote in that she's bringing in a shum, which is he's undertaking for 400. He knows now chamesh mils. She has to bring in something which is worth 500. Which is a 20% more. Masha chasim posek, who posek pachas chomish, because whatever the chasim stipulates, he stipulates for some for a fifth less of what it's actually worth. Maru lomar b'ksafim echur mech. So why they say that by money it's 1.5 the ratio, v'shumen by valuation it's pachas chomish, it's 0.8. What's the difference? So I'm Rabbi Yisrael Chanina. Rabbi Yisrael Chanina said, "Show me that the shel isha. We assess what a woman's intent is. She wrote to chalosis kela. She wants to use up her vessels, believe chalosis some chamish and depreciate them the amount of a fifth over the course of the marriage. On the other hand." Shami Daito Shishu reckon his intent, wrote to Lisa of Litain by him. He wants to use the money, to go to make business with it. And make him 1.5 what he started with. So therefore he has to commit that much in the Ksuva. Rabbi Yisrael said, Zosimer's teacher that Shain Adam Roshai Limkor Klei Ishto. Man is not allowed to sell his wife's possessions, because otherwise, what right does she have to assume that she's going to use it? Maybe he's going to sell it. So it must be he has no permission to sell her possessions without her position, without her express permission. Says the Gemara, I'm Rabbi Dilma, is a miser. Rabbi Chiv, Rabbi Yassi, and Rabbi Asi, Sokol, Lushum, the brat of the Rabbi Yisrael Chanina. They all went to evaluate the property which was being brought into marriage by the daughter of Yisrael Chanina. Amrin Lei, so they asked, Parchus Chemish, once we take off a fifth, because it's chattel, it's objects and not money, the Koifel, do we then double it? Now, double is not literal, but here, do we add another third? In other words, once we reduce it to money, they obviously assume they didn't understand our Mishnah fully, because they assumed that once we reduce it to money, let's say it was 500, right, and we reduce it to 400, but maybe in the ksuv, because it's property and can depreciate, right, but maybe then again we double that, we make that 600, in other words, we add on the same third, which should add on to ready money to this as well. Because once it's evaluated, maybe it takes on the qualities of ready money. It's a very strange hive meeting. I don't really understand it.
And why wouldn't it just go back to the 500? Why would you add even more?
Well, I don't know. That's what I don't understand. I guess somehow the coordinator tries to explain that now that we've evaluated, it's considered to have the halacha of ready money. I don't know exactly why.
But ready money should be the original principle.
Well, ready money, we know we add a third, though. We do add a third for ready money because he can make money off of ready money, right? Yeah, so that's how we would go about. But the thing is, it's not really ready money. It's being evaluated in its value ready money. But he can't. He can't. Now, that's what I don't understand what the question was. He can't use this because he can't sell this. It says you just finished saying that you can't sell without her permission. Maybe they didn't know this halacha, you can't sell without her permission. Maybe they thought that the guy would sell the stuff after it was depreciated and then use it to make more money. And therefore, they said, well, let's factor in the value of the depreciation. And then that he's going to sell it afterwards. And then, so let's make it have less a fifth and then add a third. But he told them not to. He says, no, because since it's objects and not the ready cash, so therefore you don't add the extra third on to what he undertakes to pay back in the ksuba. Shimba Abba Shimba Bilchan says, Yichnisu lo zov, what she brings in gold objects, Mishavio, that we don't add on, take off. Gold objects don't depreciate. But he's not going to invest them either. So therefore you write them into the ksuva at their value. In the Tanya game, we also learned them. Learned this in this brisa. Takshitin lasoson dinar. That's a type of jewelry, a type of ornamentation which you're going to make a buck with because you're going to invest them. So then, Bechom Bechtu, you said the chosin accepts on ksuva for 1.5 times their value. Dinar lasoson takshitin, if, however, it's money which is going to be used to make jewelry, so then, if that's the case, so then it's not considered to be something which he's going to use to make money, because he's going to have to make jewelry out of it for his wife. So they have returned to the ksuva, bishavion, in its exact value, and again, without any depreciation, because gold doesn't really depreciate. Rav Achavar Papa Boikum Rabbi Ami. Ichnisu lo behemo. What's the story if she brings in an animal to the marriage? Is that like, does she get, is it written up as more or less? So you said Bishavya, that's written up at its precise value. Not a fifth more, not one and a third, not a fifth more, not 1.5 times, not a third, fifth less, not 1.5 times more. I guess it doesn't appreciate as much an animal. You know, I mean, it might die, but it won't depreciate. You know, I guess not. Says Amara, Yichnis lo karka. What about land? Amalei Bishavi. So he said it's for its value. Why? It should be she'eno mistaker, because he's not going to make money. It should be bivhema uva karka, not vigova karka. He's not going to make money in this field or in this animal. In other words, not going to be able to raise a profit by selling them. So Eino El Achilas Peres, all he does with the field and with the animals, he eats the fruit, you know, the milk in the one case, and the fruit of the field in the other case. So therefore, he gives, but he writes to, and they don't usually depreciate. So therefore, he writes to his wife the land or the actual value of the land, not anything more, not anything less. Okay. She stipulates to bring him in ksafim sloim. That's how many dinars is that? I think it's 4. So you add a third more, nasa sheish, shisha, dinar, becomes 6. Now chazim kabbalah eser dina, the kubal chal mana mana. Causes himself to provide it with 10 dinar and a container of fragrance, of perfume, for every money she brings into the marriage. Shigamil says, no, it depends on the minhag of the medina. On the question, what is it exactly that has to do?
Do you have a phone here?
Yeah.
I don't even know what this is. The question is, what does this have to do? Some. Paskal achnitz lo b'chamesh mil dinar. It's really repetitive with the last mishnah. She agreed to bring it to him something which is 500 dinar shum, evaluated objects. So well, I say also marbamios, right? What is he supposed to write into the ksuva? 400, right? Because he deducts 20%. Now here's the key catch. Lo so kein, he didn't do that. Elo osa so elef, he wrote 1,000. Now, the question is he an idiot?
See. I hear somebody.
So she wrote 1,000. He was an idiot. Okay. Oh, actually, I shouldn't say it. Maybe he did. We'll see. So he wrote 1,000. So ima sos kitzusa. If they valued the substance, then he knew it was worth 500. So goyves hakol, she takes everything. Okay, because he was giving her a gift, right? Bimlav, if he didn't know, still migra chamisha dinar l'chol sela. He takes off 5 dinar for each seller, meaning that he drives it down to 400 instead of 500, but ain't no gave it to Sefes. Oh, it wasn't. Did you try paging me?
No.
Because I was paged by some number. I figured maybe it was you who were locked out.
No.
You know how to get in, right?
I just got in, right?
You're just late, right?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. So,
unfortunately, stopped by my girlfriend, so she had to give me.
Girls, that's the problem. You gotta stay away from those girls. Yeah, okay.
Reason number 82.
Yeah. That's right.
Especially with you as a market shooter.
Okay. Hurry up. Memo Moral, 79. We already did almost the bottom. So, Paskal Achnitz lo b'chamesh mil dinar. Let's start with the Gemara again, for your honor. Starting from Gemara on page, ma'am.
Remember
this? Oh, right there. Yeah, we're sign there. Okay. Paskal Achnitz lo b'chamesh mil dinar. So she was supposed to give 500 bucks worth there. Shum of materials. So sales on Marbamos. So he's supposed to write. He is supposed to undertake, in case of death or divorce, to repair at the rate of 80%, to minus the depreciation. So they actually is supposed to write 400. Losa Kena Losa So Elif. He wrote 1,000 instead, as his undertaking for her $500 worth of property. Imosos Kitzuzo. If they knew in advance. They reckon it was worth 500. She knew it was worth $500. She knew it was worth $500. And he should have written $400. And he wrote 1,000 anyway. So she gets everything full 1,000. Im lav, if not, migareh chamisha dinar chosela. He takes off 5 dinar por sela, which means he takes off 20%. But that's only of the 500. Veino gave it those service. The extra 500 he guaranteed her, that he's got to give her anyway. Well, so how much does he have to give her in total, or write into the ksuv in total? How much? 900. He wrote 1,000, he actually has to give her 900. So it says the 20% of the 500, right? Because
right,
that was because he didn't know how much it was. But the extra 500 he's got to give her anyway, and then one is going to ask why in a few minutes. Says the Gemara, Paskal achnislo, Paskal achnislo chamesh mos dinar. Ksafim. Now, the other case is where she could supposed to be in $500 worth of cash. And Aloch is supposed to be in that, but it's cash. He's actually supposed to accept upon himself the responsibility for a third more. Why a third more? Because he can make money off of that. So, therefore, to take into account his profits. So, really, he's supposed to write into also some Sheva Mil Samechta. Should write 750 instead of 500, right? Right? Lost, okay, he didn't do that anyway. And lost his son, Elif. Here, too, he made it 1,000. So what's the story in this case? So if he knew he was obligating himself, it was 500. Goyev Sako, she gets all 1,000. Because he knew exactly what he was writing in, so she gets everything. Im Lav, he didn't make an evaluation, so, of the how much the cash is worth. So Migareya, Shisha dinar chosela. He goes down 6 dinar per sella. Sella is 4, so 6 dinar is 6. So basically it means he goes down to that rate, and he goes down to 750. And here it's them, ain't a no gabitosephis, it should be the no gabitosephis. Here, he takes off the extra 250. Okay? So the first case, where he wrote 1,000 instead of the 400 he should have written, he ends up being responsible for 900. 400, which he should have been responsible for, and the extra 500. Here, where he wrote 1,000 instead of 750, so then he's only responsible for the 750, not for anything above that. Okay? The Gemara is going to ask why in a minute. Yet another case. Poskel achniso elev zuz. She used to be able to bring in $1,000 cash. Tzorech lasos on chamisha ceremony. He's supposed to make them $1,500 because he's supposed to write a third more, right? Lasa, okay, he didn't write this. Ella, however. Kosav la sadeh shaveh b'shnema sarmona. He wrote her a responsibility based on a field which is worth $12,000. Okay, so he's short $3,000, right? So Shnema Sarmana Tachas Elv Zuz for this 1,000. Ima Stokitzusa, if they made an evaluation, Kleves Hakol, she takes everything. But that's here it's to her disadvantage. Because here actually, what does that mean? She only gets the 12,000.
It's not really 12,000, though. You don't have to reduce it by.
No. No. She really should get more. She's losing it because she brought in cash. She should get $15,000 back. But says she's only getting 12 because she knew what was getting into. You laugh. If not, if they didn't make it to so, so then you can't, 12,000 will not suffice. Why? Because ain't both in the psula in the sign of one of me wanna. You can't give a psula less than 200 and a mana less than 100. That was a very interesting thing. What I'm saying. If I give her 12,000 and she should really get it 15,000, then in essence what I'm doing is I've not given her a ksuva d'oraisa. Because really, whatever ksuva I give her, let's say I give her 12,000 plus the ksuva d'oraisa, which is another 100 or 200. But that 100 or 200 really is part of the 15,000 she should have gotten, right? She should have gotten 15,100 or 15,200. If I give her just 12,100 or 12,200, she never got her ksuva d'oraisa. So therefore, he's saying you can't, if there was no kitusa, even though she's getting more than she brought in, but since she's not getting what she actually should get as a ksuva d'oraisa, so therefore it doesn't work. Okay? She has to get the 15,100 full. Okay? Or 15,200 full. Now the Gemara is going to analyze this. Says the Gemara, now here the question has to be reversed. There are two questions here, and in my opinion, I'm going to give you my pshat more because I didn't like anybody else's pshat. In my opinion, I'm going to switch the gears. The question which is two lines hence are going to put here. And the question two lines hence are going to well, places which here are going to put two lines hence. So here it should say hacha at. Skip down mamish two lines exactly below the at. No gabitosef es vachat mar, or hochat mar should be. No gabitosef es vachat mar, and no good no gabitosef es. And I don't understand what's interesting, I mean, the more will explain, but I understand right now what's interesting. The first case where you put 500, you wrote 1,000, that she gets the extra 500, that she gets 900 altogether. And the second case, you said no gabitosef es, that where you should have written 750 and instead you wrote 1,000 instead. That she doesn't get the extra 250 between 750 and 1,000. What's the difference? So says the Gemara. I'll tell you why. Kambinatla miktas, because it, by the case of the 750, she's getting part of the additional amount. She's getting 250 more. That suffices. In other words, she already got into that 250, the extra 500, right? By having the extra 250, that suffices to fulfill his obligation to add to her. He doesn't have to add to her anymore, right? However, kam shaloniktza in the plumiktas. In the other case, in the case where he was supposed to write for 400, right? and Sad wrote for $1,000. So then, if you don't give her, if you don't give her the full extra $500, then she got nothing. And of course, it's either the extra $500 or nothing of the extra amount which he wrote her. So therefore, there he's got to give her the full extra $500. Is that, do you see the difference?
Say it again.
Where he's supposed to write, where was cash? And he was supposed to write $750, instead he wrote $1,000, right? So he made a mistake. So he only has to give her $750. He doesn't have to give her the extra $250 because she's getting above and beyond her original amount anyway, which is $500, right? So that $250 covers it. He didn't have to write any more than that, and he didn't intend to give her a gift. He knew he had to write above it. He obviously didn't know exactly how much to write above, so he wrote $1,000. So we correct him. We said it was a mistake.
Yeah.
Right? So the extra amount above the $750, the extra $250 you don't have to give. But in the case where it's the opposite, she brought in materials, and which are $500. And she really should get $400, right? Certainly not more than $500, but she should get $400, really. Right. So there we see, obviously meant to give her the extra $500 as a gift. So in that case, since there he doesn't have to give her any of the extra amount, and he's not giving her any of the extra amount if you take it away from him and say he doesn't have to give it, so if we say no, let him give the whole thing. He has to give the extra $500. Okay? So it depends whether she's eating into something above her $500 already, such as where she brings in money, and she's going to get $750 anyway. That suffices, and obviously she has to pay the extra $250 because we say it was just a mistake on his part. Or where on the if you don't give her, didn't give her the extra, she would get nothing. In the case where she was supposed to get instead of $500, not $750, but $400, right? So there, and he knew that too. So therefore, it must be that in that case, he knew she actually gets the full extra $500 because obviously there wasn't a mistake, but rather it was a gift to her. So that's the difference. If not la mixas, if she's getting already part of it, so we say the rest of the mistake, or lo not la mixas, where there she's not getting any of it, but obviously he knew that he was giving her a gift at the time. Okay? And the next question is, Hochat Amar, and now I'm switching again, back two lines above. Amar Migra, here you say you detract. Vochat Amar Eno Migra, and here you say you're not detracting. So the question here is like this. The question is that, we said before, that if you give 12, if you promise 12,000 instead of the 15,000 you should give, that you're going to detract from the Ksuva D'Oraisa, right? And yet, in the other cases, we're not concerned with detracting from the Ksuva D'Oraisa. Why is that? So says Mar, I'll tell you why. Taman, in the cases, Taman Hosi Filopiches, in the other cases, where you add on, you don't detract from the Ksuva D'Oraisa. Why don't you detract from the Ksuva D'Oraisa? Because, let's say, you're writing $1,000, right? No, that's not the case I meant. So you're right, you're writing her $1,000, right? Yeah, I didn't mean what I was about to say. You're writing $1,000 instead of $500, right? So she's going to get more than she should have gotten, right? Even in the case where you're writing her $1,000 to $750 and she goes back down to $750, she's still getting more than her $500, right? And more than she's getting what's coming to her. She should be getting $750. She's not getting any gifts. Like the first case, she's getting a gift, an extra $500, but she's getting what's coming to her. And then he'll give her the silver beyond that. But if you wrote for her $12,000 instead of $10,000, so she's not getting anywhere near what she's supposed to get. I'm sorry, you wrote for her $12,000. For her $10,000 instead of the $15,000 that you should have written her, so then she's $3,000 short of what you should have gotten. So therefore, that if you give her $12,100, $12,200 to fulfill the Ksuva D'Oraisa, you're not fulfilling the Ksuva D'Oraisa because she really should be $15,100, $15,200. And so that's what Mara says here. Tamanosif, we're adding in the two cases of $1,000. or 750, or actually it was 900, we said. The case where it was 500, she brought in 500 worth of goods. And we were supposed to go down to 400, but besides they added 500 for the gift, so there she's getting 900. In the second case, she's supposed to get 750, and he wrote 1,000. And we correct him down to 750. So in both those cases, she's getting above and beyond her original principal.
Okay.
Right? And she's not to try, and certainly whatever she gets beyond that is a tzuva d'oraisa. Right? But she became either what she's supposed to get beyond her principal, or even more than that. But in the case where she brought in 10,000, and she should have written in response 15,000, and he only wrote 12,000, so there, as it says here, but here, by giving her 12, it looks like he added, but it's not. He really detracted and didn't add. The truth is, I might even be inclined to change the Gemara to Hacha Hosif Upiches. Here he added on to her 2,000, but it really was deducting for her because she should get 15,000, right? So therefore, that's really a deduction. Okay. Says more further. Tanya, we learned. Bein b'shum, bein b'ksofim. This Bryce argues. Bryce finds a mission. Says bein b'shum, whether it's goods, bein b'ksofim or money, b'shum ma. You have to estimate what it's worth. Bishuma is like Bishuma. You have to estimate what it's worth. Lefi mashu poiches, based on its possible depreciation. Lefi mashu mosif, and its possible appreciation. Fi mashi magnesis, and based on the quality of the goods she's bringing in. Which really means it's not a set sum. We said till now, if she brings in cash, he accepts self-responsibility for a third more. If she brings in goods, she accepts the responsibility for a fifth less. But now we're saying it depends on the quality of the goods, what's being brought in, and whatever the possible depreciation is. So this price argues. I don't know. What we paskin like. I don't think we paskin the price. But the price argues. Says the Gemara, Kini Masisa. Getting back to Mishnah. The Mishnah said that for 100, you give her 100 money and a spice and a basket of spices. So what is the Mishnah saying? Kini Masi is the way to read the Mishnah. V'kupas b'samim means you give her a container of spices, likol mana, for every mana she brings in. It's fascinating thing. I don't know when you give her these spices. They're really perfumes. I don't know if you get at the beginning of the marriage. I think it means in the course of the marriage. I'm not sure exactly when. But for every 100 money she brings in, you have to give her some perfume. Doesn't say what kind, but you have to give her perfume. Says the Gemara, why? I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, also anoyes besomi kanais ksavim. They made the pleasure perfume like the pleasure of money. Meaning that just like you have to give her 33% more evaluation she brings in cash, you also have to give her more fragrance, right? Corresponding to the cash she brings in. Says more Rabbi Avner, I mean, say, you know why? Because also Anoyas period of Arivia Kanoyas Tzofim. Because they meant, why does he have to add 33% more to the valuation? Because he's going to make, if she brings the money, he's going to make money off of her money, right? Mm-hmm. So too, hopefully, right? So too here, similarly, by giving her b'samim, he's going to have hanoah too. What's hanoah he's going to have? It's going to have period of arivia, right? It's going to be able to. It's going to be more of a relationship, right? Mm-hmm. So therefore, it's like the b'samim is part and parcel of the hanoah, which he's reciprocating for the potential that he can invest the money. Okay, says Gemara, and this is like Talmid Rabbi Yossi, Saukun leKadshin. The students of Rabbi Yossi went to Kadshin, and Ashkechun Rabbi Yossi found Aririn. Rabbi Yossi found that they were barren. Why Omer lo? So he said, Asnisun beNechon. Did you make conditions between the two of you? How much perfume you have to give your wives? If you make conditions, That's good. Kindlishins. Being live, however, Hakol Kamina Gamdino there, everything goes like Minadino. And of course, the minute in our mission is that for every $100 she brings in, you have to give her a bucket full of perfume. It's again, I don't know when. But in any event, the main thing he was saying is that the reason why you are barren is because you're not keeping the Takonas Chasa, which has to appear of a rivia, which? The provision of perfumes. Because that would be a very, very practical way to enhance the period of a review among yourselves. Okay? So that was by the Grand Chazal. Obviously, he felt that there was a continuum here between the money she brings in and the Hanoah period of a review, which is due to her, right? And the reason, the way we facilitate that is providing for the Takana perfume. Okay?
This is called the scent of money.
The scent of money, right. Okay, I was waiting to see how you were tied into the Spindel principle. Okay, says the Mishnah further. Hamesi is bito stam, if somebody marries off his daughter without stipulating a dowry. Shouldn't give her less than 50 zuz. Pasak lachnis, what if the guy's really a miser, and he stipulated he's going to marry off his daughter naked. He's not giving her a thing, not even the shirt off her back. The husband can't say, I'll clothe her when she comes to my house. She has to go to the street like Lady Godiva, right? Because I'm not going to give her clothes until she gets here, right? Can't say that. And the Mechasa, basically, he has to cover her while she's still in her father's house. The Chenim Sim is the Somasotu marries off an orphan. Label Slum, Chemishim Zuz, shouldn't give her any less than 50 Zuz. The Yesh Bakis, if there's more money in the communal pot, then we give her according to her dignity in life. Of course, the Gemara is going to talk about that if that's exactly what it means, but that's good for now. I'm Rabbi Abamah Mori, Achui Rabbi Yossi. The brother Rabbi Yossi said, the boy, he asked, Lo kein tani, didn't we learn? Minayin afilu amar, how do we know even he said, Harani omeid a room? A husband says, I want to be naked. I'll walk around in a barrel, right? As long as I can clothe my wife, which is very romantic of him, right? And how do we know that in that case, we do not say that he should stand naked and clothe her in whatever he wants to adorn her in, whatever finery he wants to get her. And the mechasa b'royla, he just gives her whatever she's worthy of, right? So he doesn't have to fulfill his condition. So says the Gemara, if that's the case, how come in our Mishnah he has to he has to clothe her in her father's house, right? Obviously that's above and beyond what I would call, says the Gemara, a broila. In other words, broila means that she's in my home. That's whatever suitable for that time. Why have to cover her while she's still in her father's house? So it says, well, basically what it means like this. It's just that beside we don't make him stand by a statement over here and clothe her in the finery, but he just says give her whatever's suitable for her. So to Kavachomer, really, we shouldn't make her clothe their wives while they're still in the father's house, but only when they get to their husband's house. That's where no. Tama urcha the bar nasha. There, it's the normal derech of a person is meimar. He says this very romantic statement, which he doesn't mean. It's just lying. He says, "Hanili mekum artzoli, be better for me to stand naked, mechasi itasi, and cover my wife with jewels." But he's lying. We know he's lying. He's just trying to curry favor with her, right? So nevertheless, so there we know he's not full of baloney. Ramacha, but here, when he says he accepts upon himself the condition of marriage, and that the father, the bride, said, I'm marrying her off naked. That means you have to clothe her when she comes from my house. So there he accepted the condition somebody else made. He's got to abide by it. Okay? If he himself just said that romantic language, I'll go naked in order to cover my wife with jewels. So he say you're being romantic, but nobody can hold you to a lawsuit based on that. But here, where he said he said to the father of the bride, he agreed that he's going to accept her naked, meaning that he'll clothe her in her father's house. That he has to abide by that condition he made with somebody else. Okay? Says Mar, Kinyumasti, this is the way to read our Mishnah. Now here's a bit of a typo. According to Yerushalua, the way to read is it's like this. I think it's a very nice dichotomy. It should be Kinyumasayim, V'chenam Farnasim, Hamasim Asayi Yisayim. Who's got to pay $50? If the Parnasim of the city, that was the city's, what's the
community
word?
Community chest.
Yeah, community chest. If they're marrying off, so they have to give her $50. Okay, and for us, but if a Bala Bosk marries off a Yisayma, so whatever you can give, you can give. You can't get bailed to give $50. It's not fair. So Amrei Chinuchin says those are merits. This teaches us. Shomrim, we say the Farnasin. We say to the city, you know, the community chest, the city councilman. We say Lilavos, right, to borrow money to pay to make up the $50 to Potzala, because he explains every chenina, but she ain't kiss to kiss when there is no money in the community chest. Loving not chamishim, so the people in charge have to borrow money up to $50 in order to marry off the yisoyma. But if there's money in the wallet, even beyond that, mosif, then we can add on to this kala to make an even nicer wedding. Okay? Rabbi Yisrael said, on the contrary, we don't tell the community chest gaboyim to go borrow money. Because he says the only time we give 50 zuz is b'sheish kisses with the money in the community chest. Avlim ain't b'kis, but if there's no money in the community chest, it's less than poches, right? In that case, then you give less, right? Kiadah.
Enough oil to keep things going.
Yeah.
Would you light it and wait and see maybe a miracle?
Right, it's a similar idea. So let me just say it over again quickly. Because I don't know where I lost the soundtrack. Kadah b'yal tachas, four lines for the Mishnah. B'yal yar b'yami, Amrei yishtabek kumam, had to leave her to, Rabbi Yair says, not enough money in the pot, let's leave her till Yontif, right? After Yontif, see what happens then. Amrei b'zir, garmish hefsid, you're going to cause it to lose. El yisko, use up the money now. Hi, what about Yontif? The morei mo'ad akram, the master of Yontif, because brought us the world, he'll take care of it. Besai Rabbi Chino said, the alderman have to be talking, they have to go borrow money for her. That's what Rabbi Zira said, marry off and worry about Yontif later on. Rabbi Yossi said, no bitachim, whatever money we have in the pot, we give her, we can't give her anything else. That's what Rabbi Yami wanted to wait till after Yontif in order to marry her off. Okay? Mishnah, that was much easier than the first time. Sure, I'll leave the tape off for more of it. Okay, Yisoyma Shisiyasaima. A Yisoyma who was married off by her mother, Valchan, her brother. Now, the Kasulah, Me'av HaChamishim Zuz. Now, they were a dowry of 150, the minimum. And she's supposed to get, do you know how much she's supposed to get? If someone gets married, you know how much she's supposed to get of the property? A tenth.
Mm.
A tenth of the property. So they wrote her much less. Her brother or her mother who married her off. They were finks. So what does she do when she grows up? Red-blooded American. What does a red-blooded American grow?
Sue,
exactly. You got it. She goes and sues them for the money. Masha Roy and Nelsila, watch for what she should have gotten. Now, if you don't marry Imi, see a Basri Shoy. Now, if you married up the older daughter during an older daughter's lifetime, yeah, you give the second one who gets married after his death whatever the first one got. Sometimes he was poor during life, then married, and then he got rich after he died, got insurance money, right? So therefore, he gives the second daughter, she get a more lavish wedding, more lavish dowry. Oh, Usher, maybe his wish during his nighttime, lifetime vanity, estate taxes did him in, right? So after his death, it gets less. So we evaluate the property in that, give her that on that basis. Says Markini Masnisa. This way to actually read our Mishnah, slightly different. you know, saying if you vary out the first order, then you give, here's a few words missing, Rabbi Yudashita, and should say, you know, saying Lashnia, you give to the second one, Gedarek Shosem Yishoyim, like you gave the first one, Divya Rabbi Yehuda, right? Now, back to the Gemara itself, the Gemara says, Divya Chachomim, according to Chachomim, Po'amim, it should be, or Chachomim, Po'amim, sometimes not true, sometimes other Macy is Bito, sometimes a married guy marries off his daughter. When I slim most, he's got to pay for her to get married. Probably sometimes the guy, show the Macy's Bito, somebody has a daughter who he's marrying off, and she's beautiful, or she's accomplished, or whatever. The night dilemma most, the people pay to marry her. So if you can't extrapolate from one daughter might be ugly as sin, and the other daughter might be beautiful as the moon, or vice versa. So therefore, you can't extrapolate from one to the other. Each one has to be assessed independently. Rabbi Zir Shol Rabbi Nachum Yaakov. Zir Asher Nachum Yaakov. Rabbi Ami Papi Rabbi Papi. Matan Isra Chaz. Musa Tana came with this idea of every daughter, the daughter after her father's death gets a tenth of property when she gets married. Amul Rabbi Zir B'Shem Rabbi Yirmiya. Rabbi Zir said name Rabbi Yirmiya. Isra Chaz in Karebi. It's like Rebbe. Bone clear, Rabbi. So they asked Ray the final question. Rashi Lo Esen Akevas. What if a guy had 10 daughters? The Uben and one son. If not the Rishon Isen Lechosim, if the first one takes a tenth, Vashni Isen Lechosim, the second takes a tenth, Vashlishis Varvis Chamishis, and the third, fourth, and fifth, the Chain Alas is up to 10, Enkan, in Cain, if that's the case, Lo Nishtar Ben Klum, the son has nothing left for him, right? Armelan, so he said, no, you misunderstood. Aishonah tells Isin al-Chazin, the first one gets a tenth of the full property, that's 10%. The Yaitzis, and she goes. Hashniah no tells Isin al-Chazin, Mirashar, she takes a tenth of what's left, which means she's actually getting at what percentage? Right, 9, right, or 9%. Yeah. Vashlish is the third daughter, meaning Mishtar, she gets what's left, what's that, 0.8, right? Right. Varvius, meaning Mishtar, and the fourth one, what's left. Ada series up to the tenth, mina mishtayer from what's left. Nimtzu, if you have 10 daughters, so nimtzu abonos nodlos train chukin, the daughters get 2/3, part of tzivchar minus a little bit. Vaben noitel charchulik of tzivchar, and he gets 1/3 and a little bit more than that. Right? So even Isun Uchasim won't break the bank, right? Because it gets progressively less each Isun Uchasim, right? Says the Gemara, hareshu shein akebus uben echot. What if they're 2 daughters and 1 son? Another Rishon Yisrael Chasim first gets a tenth, right? Leispi Kashniya told Yisrael Yisrael Chasim, the second daughter didn't get her tenth before Achimes Aben until the son died. Now, if the son died, there were 2 daughters and a son. Who inherits the son? His sisters, right?
Oh, where's the son?
The father? Father's dead.
Father's dead.
Okay. Because obviously she was married off by her brother or sister.
Father's brother?
No, these 2 girls. So these 2 girls, who are the sisters, actually. So they split up his property. So now, wait a minute. First daughter got a tenth off the top, but she got married.
Right.
So how should they split up now? So it's machlokas, of course. Achinus Savar Meimer, Achinus said, Ashnir Natosis and Chasim. The second daughter gets her tenth off the top. Vashar Chokas Bishav, the rest they divide up equally. Amar Rabbi Yochanan said, no, it's not Kampo. Talmud Shalom Haya. The only time she gets Yitzhak Nuchasim is when she had no other way to provide herself with the dowry. Ramacha, but here she's dividing up the full estate. Well, Team Kores Ashar, but these parties men will let her get her parnasa from whatever she sells. He doesn't show us to get the additional amount over the other girl in this case. Okay, is that clear what I'm saying? Did I make myself clear?
Sick.
In other words, where Yitzhak Nuchasim Rabbi Yochanan says is only a takana.
Yeah.
Where the property is being held by one of the boys to give the girls a method to pry it loose. But if anyway the girls are holding onto the property, they don't need a tenth, right? It's true one of them got a tenth off the top. But now the second girl doesn't need a takana of a tenth because nobody else is holding her property. So she'll get 50, they divided 50-50 the remaining. It's true that one daughter came out ahead. But that doesn't matter, because the Kohen Vitzel Chosim was to get property out of somebody else's holding it, not to take it out of your co-inheritor. So wherever when the girls inherit the boy, you don't have Vitzel Chosim. Okay? Rabbi Tai Bashir Rabbi, she said, you know what, it goes on over here. Alright, so I have Rachmanis on you. It's getting late. I have Rachmanis on myself too. So let's stop here and we'll take it from here tomorrow night.